Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance, where we sit down each month to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. My name is Ben Waite, and I'm joined, as always, by Mr. Gene Smith. Gene, how are we doing today?
Doing great, Ben. Thank you for hosting again. Really appreciate it. And great time of year. March is one of our busiest time of year with all the sports going on and in season and postseason. So a lot happening and a lot of excitement.
Absolutely. Yeah. Madness is starting to pick up in March. We're heading into conference basketball tournaments. Both those teams are getting going, championship season everywhere else. And the thing I'm not quite ready to wrap my mind around is that spring football practice starts next week. So it's right around the corner.
Right around the corner. You know, I'm proud of our kids and our coaches. We have 18 teams ranked in the top 25, and a number of them are won conference championships already, like our women's swimming team, and most recently our men's and women's fencing program has won their conference championship and moving into postseason. So things are progressing well, and just really excited about it. But you're right, we're right around the corner from spring football and spring break for our students.
Absolutely, which they're looking forward to more. Gene, with so many teams competing at a high level and in the top 25 now, how do you schedule all of that? How do you make it to all these sporting events? How do you manage your time to make sure you're showing support to all these student athletes?
Yeah, it was very intentional. You know, I'm fortunate, you know, with Kim Heaton, my associate, she helps me with my calendar. But, you know, I try my best to be wherever I can be. And, you know, it was fortunately, we're hosting quite a bit, so that makes it a little bit easier. But really, when our teams are competing in championships, then I realistically try and think, can I get there? It'll be difficult to get to Minnesota for our women's ice hockey championship because we are hosting so many things at home, for example. So I'll make decisions based upon location and what we have going on here. Because we host a lot, we really do, and I'm glad that we do. We got men's ice hockey. We're hosting the first rounds of the Big Ten tournament, and so I'd rather be here and make sure our support staff and teams are supported.
Absolutely, I'm really excited for our guests today. We wanted to talk a little bit about not only the stuff our student athletes are doing on the field of play, but more importantly, what they're doing off and in their communities. Today, we have the distinct pleasure of being joined first by Sean Richard, our Executive Associate Athletic Director for Sports Administration. His responsibilities include sport oversight of men's soccer, field hockey, men's ice hockey, women's gymnastics, and baseball. And he represents the Department of Athletics on more committees than I think I can rattle off in one breath. So, Sean, thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. Thanks, Gene, for inviting me. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And our second guest we're really excited about. We're happy to have Shavanth Arnapalli, student athlete from Ohio State's fencing team competing in Sabre. He's a two-time scholar athlete. He's an academic All Big Ten selection and a All-American team honoree and All-Academic team honoree. And again, his resume is not only longer than mine, but longer than I think we have time to discuss today. So Shavanth, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us.
My God, I look forward to it. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So Sean, can you give us a high-level overview of some of the work that our student athletes are doing off the field, off the court, and out in the communities?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a hard thing to summarize just quickly, but, you know, through our Buckeye Inclusion Committee that we put together a few years ago through Dean's leadership, we wanted to make sure that outside of our competition seasons, we're thinking holistically about diversity and inclusion, equity. So it was, you know, kind of started with some staff members. We got a group together and started talking, and then it kind of funneled down into our student athletes. So they've been very proactive in a lot of different committees that we have through Buckeye Inclusion. So Buckeye Inclusion is our top arm of that, but we have so many subcommittees underneath, so much work. And put on so many different events, so many panel speakers, and different things like that. So there's really not one sport that does it. It's really all 1,000 of our student athletes have an opportunity to participate and the majority of them do, and it's so fun to see.
Siobhan, from your perspective as a student athlete, how did you first get involved with this kind of community engagement outreach, and what all do you have going on in that field now?
Oh, that's a really great question. So in terms of like DEI, I first got my hands into DEI through a lot of student org work that I did, namely our English conversation program through the Office of International Affairs on campus. Fun fact, we recently got the award for Outstanding Diversity Program. So we are an award-winning program now.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. And I'm really thankful for that as well, because having the opportunity to be the president of that program really enabled me to approach problem-solving tactics in student athletics. Because as a student athlete, we're normally presented with a problem and our coaches kind of say, go ahead and fix it. And having that kind of autonomy just really enabled me to create an inclusive space for all of our Buckeye athletes by providing a space where they're not only appreciated, but also somewhere they can thrive.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic mission. Gene, this space has absolutely exploded over the last 5 years compared to what used to happen. But what do you attribute that to, and what are your thoughts on the continued evolution of this?
Yeah, I think obviously the incidents that have occurred over the last several years that have gotten more publicity have caused people to be more attentive to being to DEI. And the reality is, it's always been an issue for a lot of us. And, you know, fortunately for us, we've always had an athletic department that, you know, didn't have like DEI, so to speak, but we always operated with a culture of inclusiveness. And I remember years ago, I think it was 2007, when we first started our process with the LGBTQ community and hosting receptions and actually getting awards for what we did. And then the nationally, we got awards for our diversity and our leadership. And so a number of different things that we've done over the years, but we've been more focused, to your point, over the last 5 years, and having student athletes step up and in this space with the Buckeye Inclusion Group has really, really helped us, because they're boots on the ground. They know exactly what's going on. They can give us guidance on the issues that we need to address and be sensitive to, and make sure we're providing the resources that they need in order to address the issues. So I'm glad it's moved to the forefront and become programmatic, and a lot of corporations and institutions and people are involved in it, because that way it lives. And it won't rely on, you know, individuals that keeps it alive. The programs will exist and individuals will flow into it. So I'm really, really pleased that we are where we are.
Yeah, and Ben, I'll jump in there again. Sorry for cutting you off there. The nice part too is our student athletes have a voice and they use it. They're not afraid to use it. So, and when we kind of put some programming together this year, we're doing a respect campaign is what we're calling it. And, you know, each letter of respect has a theme that goes with it, and each month has a letter. So, I mean, we're currently in March, and that letter for us is T, and some of that is take action for us. But again, all the other months, we actually had our student athletes do some interviews that we would play on video boards, social media, and different things like that. And they were the first ones to raise their hand saying, yeah, we want to do this. So they want to use their voice in that impactful way compared to, you know, just going into some programming and learning a little bit. It's more about learning. It's more about taking that action and being together and voicing their concerns or voicing what they think the word respect means. And that's been so impactful for me as someone who's, like Gene said, boots on the ground, trying to put programs together. It isn't pulling teeth. It's really giving them a little bit of a platform and letting them run. And it's been so exciting to watch them grow, watch them figure out what different words mean to them. Like, we say a lot of different words in this space, but until you really challenge somebody, what does that mean to you? And let them sit back and reflect on that and see the words that come out of their mouth and the feelings that come out of their mouth. It gives me goosebumps just talking about it. So I'm so excited where our student athletes are, and our coaches, and what they do to provide that inclusive environment as well. It's just so fun.
Absolutely. Siobhan, what about this work with community involvement in DEI? What are you drawn to, and what do you find most fulfilling about it?
Oh my God, that's actually a really great question. So kind of a little bit of a backstory on this. So I immigrated from India in 2008. And when I first came to the States, I didn't really find any inclusive spaces at my high school. I'm sorry, at my elementary school at the time. And I always strive to create like cohorts and stuff like that throughout my pre-university years to get something going so we can provide that inclusive space that we talk about today. And with regards to like, what is the most satisfying part? And I think I've been blessed with so many opportunities to deliver this message to all participants is our social and cultural identity extends far beyond what meets the eye. Normally, when someone saw me in the past, they would always think of me as a diversity spot. And I was like, let me challenge your perspective on that through my work ethic, my personality, and frankly, my charisma, like, come on now. And with that too, and I guess like the message that I was successfully able to deliver, kind of backtracking to that, is loving ourselves through adversity. Like as individuals, we all face some sort of obstacles every day, regardless of color. And having someone else like understand that perspective, like you are your own person, like you have you at the end of the day. And through DEI, being able to deliver that message is by far the most satisfying.
Absolutely. Yeah, Sean talked about how some of your fellow student athletes have really taken this opportunity and run with it. What has been your impression of how your fellow student athletes have really embraced this opportunity?
My impression, ooh, I have never seen such driven individuals outside from like OSU, like student athletes, because pardon my language, but like sometimes like, goddamn, like people never run out of energy outside of like practice. They always want to keep doing more and more and asking for like more and more. And I was like, wow. These kind of peers are the people that I want to surround myself with right now and in the future. And I'm beyond grateful to be surrounded by them in everyday spaces that we share together.
Yeah, you're on a team that is really interesting as we talk about this. Now, one of the things that I think our athletes learn is how to work with people from all walks of life just because of the nature of their team. And you're on an unbelievably diverse team. I mean, you have individuals from all parts of the world, frankly, and talk a little bit about that. So, you know, how it's a passion, but it's kind of like it's what you do, you know, because it's so natural for you, right?
With regards to that, sir, I've never seen a diverse team like that before. Like even when I was doing individual sports, I never thought fencing as a team sport until I came to university. And being surrounded by such diverse individuals, we all come from different team cultures. And I did fencing in the States. Well, some of my peers have done it in Brazil, Mexico, some even from like other like European countries. It's just the team culture and how much of a growth mindset each of our teammates have to be able to acclimate with all the types of team cultures that our peers bring. And just seeing that, I mean, we're still going through some like cultural changes on our team as well, kind of integrating more and more diverse perspectives, but just that growth mentality that we have has been really successful for our team so far.
Sean, there's been hundreds and hundreds of organizational business studies and research put around how diversity helps overall success at the corporate level. But how do you think having such diverse teams like our fencing program or our volleyball team or things like that, where you're having a lot of international students integrated and embraced, has built success within our sports here at OSU?
Yeah, I think it's taught me as a staff member to open my eyes a little bit. So, I mean, I think, you know, we have 400 some odd employees in athletics and then business advancement that get to see the diversity and inclusion that we have in some of our programs. It just, it has to open your eyes. So I think that has really been one area for our Buckeye Inclusion Committee that has been spectacular as we kind of dive into some of those things and we look across all of our student athletes. And then even within our department, our hiring practices and some different things, we challenge ourselves in those spaces because of our student athletes. So our fencing program is a great example of that. And the other thing I think is a lot of people, especially when they're either new to the space or don't do the research, I mean, they think diversity and inclusion really is race. You know, it's the color of my skin. I mean, there's so many different things. And Shanman talked about it as well, of international versus domestic. It's, sexual preference, sexual identity. It's your race. your background, your religion, it's your gender stereotypes, it's your ability, your disability. So there's so many different things, and we have the across the board with our student athletes, they check a lot of those different areas that we really need to focus on, Ben. So what our student athletes are doing and what our coaches and the people that we're bringing into our program really makes us open our eyes to all those things.
Yeah, the value is all those differences when you bring it together allow you to actually to be the best that you can be. Through the eyes of others, you see yourself. And when you have such a diverse environment, you get a different perspective from everyone that comes from that different background. And, you know, whether it be someone from a rural environment or urban environment, or, you know, a single parent home versus a dual parent home, or, you know, international versus domestic, whatever it is, you get an opportunity to have different perspectives, you know, and you learn about so many different things, learn about different foods. You know, I remember we had a young lady, a swimmer years ago, and when she transitioned in from China, she struggled just to get used to our, you know, our team meals. So, you know, our student athletes, you know, they took control of it and they changed their team meals to accommodate what her interests were, just to transition her in. And I think that to Sean's point, I think that's the beauty. Our athletes are really just helping us see what we don't see and helping each other see what they don't see. And so that's the natural evolution of this is that part, in my view.
The personal growth opportunities are endless and transcendent, and trophies don't help, or they don't hurt, right? Siobhan's like, yeah, you guys just won a conference championship, so obviously something's working, right?
That's right.
Gene, this is something, a topic on a broad scale that external parties think at times is sensitive or taboo to discuss. What drives us as a department to advance this student athlete involvement and encourage these initiatives?
You know, first, I think it's our responsibility as educators, as administrators, to make sure that for our student athletes, and we have about 1,000 of them, is to make sure we create an environment where they can actually grow and experience as many things as they possibly can that will help them as they move from our little incubator called the Ohio State University and the athletic department. And it's a part of this. You know, when they go into the workforce or, you know, wherever they move to, whatever country they move to, they will naturally be able to adjust on the lessons learned that they experience through their sport, along with us trying to help them understand that intellectually, provides them a unique experience that a lot of young people just don't get. That's why companies come and flock to us to hire our student athletes, because they understand that. And so when at the end of the day, our student athletes aren't special, but they are unique because of their experience. And it's our job to make sure that they understand that and they develop that uniqueness so that when they leave us, they can walk out of here and live the life they want to live comfortably and hopefully be significant contributors to our society in a positive way.
Siobhan, what does it mean to you to be at a place like Ohio State that encourages your involvement in DEI or Buckeye inclusion?
Oh, that's going to be a tough answer. I guess if I were to like summarize my thoughts, it's like OSU and like OSU athletics provided me a space where I'm appreciated and not just tolerated. And that kind of really pushed me to self-reflect and become more self-aware of all the resources and peers that I'm surrounded with, and kind of boosting my platform to do and engage more in work with DEI, especially like Buckeye inclusion. And honestly, Global Buckeyes, very good organization as well, because it provides that space for international and national athletes to kind of just engage with interpersonal and intercommunicational activities and stuff like that. But yeah, honestly, DEI is just going to a space where you're appreciated and not just tolerated.
Now you also are involved with sustainability. I remember you made a presentation at our coaches meeting that was pretty impressive on sustainability. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Sustainability. I guess that's also something that I wanted to work on ever since moving to the States. India hasn't always been, especially like where I came from, like my part of town, it hasn't been like the most sustainable, and we didn't have the amount of resources to be like a green community. And ever since coming to the States, not gonna lie, first time seeing grass like fresh and green was when I came to the States, if I'm being I was like, wow, it's not dry. It's getting enough water. Dang, okay. I laughed at that too, honestly though. But after moving to university, I kind of started looking into more and more, and I'm specializing in water science because of that as well, because I wanted to study water and how that relates to like our resources that we have in our community. And kind of bringing DEI into that allowed me to do like different cultural case studies and how other countries are looking at sustainable issues. And so I would ask like a few peers now and then, oh my God, like you came from here, like what was your hometown like and stuff like that? And incorporating those perspectives into my work, I just like, it just makes me keep growing and growing each year. And I look forward to that growth, and I'm embracing that very much.
What other, I know you have sustainability as a passion, but what other organizations are you involved with here on campus? Because when I was looking at your LinkedIn page, I had to scroll about 8 different times.
So with regards to my other commitments, outside of athletics and my DEI work here, I'm also involved in Buckeye Leadership Fellows. That organization humbles me every day. They continue to make me grow with all like the feedback and stuff. So I actually asked my advisor and my peers, and like, just tell me like it is. Tell me how I can grow. Tell me what's wrong. And, you know, having those hard conversations. And having those hard conversations kind of made me reflect on DEI work as well, because something that we stray away from is having those difficult conversations and how we can address like a solution for that. And outside of BLF, oh my God, research. Immaculate, very, would recommend it very much so. I'm involved in biomedical nutrition and developmental psychology, and after graduation I hope to get an MD PhD, something along in the lines of that work. But I'm trying to think of other involvements. I think that's about it for now. Yeah,
that's it for now. Yeah, I mean, I went to most of my classes when I was in school here, so that's pretty much the same, Siobhan. You also have the added layer of being a Columbus community native. You grew up in New Albany, so you're making an impact in your own hometown too. What does it mean to you to be doing all of this amazing work about sustainability and DEI and supporting your local community?
Oh, with regards to that, I'm glad that I'm an approachable voice that my community members can come to with if they have any issues. Because when I was in high school in New Albany, I would look up to a lot of my mentors and peers, because they used to be that voice for me. And something that I've been working on is to be like taking down more barriers in our community, so I can be that approachable person that people can come to whenever they're having issues in the space.
Sean, what do you think the future of Buckeye student athlete involvement or community engagement looks like?
It will continue to grow, man. Like, Jocelyn Gates now, we just hired Jocelyn here this past year as an administrator, and she's going to start leading our Buckeye Inclusion Committee. We actually just had a brainstorming session last week to start talking about that, of how can we amplify our student athletes more? How can we get them more involved in the community? We've already started partnering with some of our partners here at the university in athletics. So Cardinal Health's one of those. They're amplifying what we're doing, and our student athletes are seeing that. So we want to get them more involved with our partners as well, to be able to grow their voice. The other thing is we keep, and Siobhan talked about it, we keep finding new amazing student-led groups that we want to help. You know, again, maybe they're, you talked about the global leaders, and maybe they're stuck a little bit. And if we can get involved and help them grow and find different avenues to do different events and different things like that, we want to keep uncovering those. And that's just trying to be approachable. You know, our Buckeye Inclusion group, trying to be out there, trying to have these conversations to figure out, are we missing someone? And if we're missing them, is it because they don't feel comfortable talking, or is it we're missing them just because they're a little underground, quote unquote, that they're just not ready to fully expand yet? So it's trying to uncover. There's so many students on this campus. Our student athletes have so many opportunities. And you heard what Siobhan's doing. Like, all of our student athletes have those opportunities. Some take advantage of it and some don't, but we want to try to bring those out so they're more in front of people that want to get involved.
And the other piece of that is, you know, we kind of have some embedded programming, like our second and seven relationship, where our student athletes will go out and read to primarily middle schools, some elementary schools, and that's really a structured type approach. And then we have our life sports initiative along with the College of Social Work, where we, it's, I believe it's our largest institutional outreach to the low socioeconomic environment that we live in. And those young people get an opportunity to experience some sports they never experienced in their lives, like fencing or swimming or lacrosse. And they get it. But along with that, they get education on the lessons learned around, you know, self-awareness and things of that nature. So, you know, there's some things that we have programmatically that we always keep in front of us, but we really embrace trying to encourage our student athletes like Siobhan, who's chosen the things that he wants to be involved in. And that's important. There's so many things on this campus that for our kids to get involved in. We need to encourage that.
Gene, we're obviously committed here at Ohio State to leverage our resources and brands to support student athletes in these endeavors. What can we be doing at a conference and national level to do that as well?
I think a lot of our schools across the country are doing what we're doing. It may be branded differently, and it may be different based upon the environment that they're in, because we got to remember that, you know, some schools are in small towns, and we're in basically a pretty large community and a great deal of diversity in our community, and some places are not. So they design what they can in the environment they're in. So years ago, I think it was in the early 90s, there was actually an award for your life skills programming. And it was the old Division 1A Life Skills Awards, and people, and you, we won it at Ohio State, and prior to me coming here, we won it. And then the reality is, you know, that's kind of petered away, because it's what you do. You don't have to give an award for it. It's what you do, and that's really, really cool.
It's a good sign if that sort of support is a point of parity. You know, yeah. You want to see that nationally. Siobhan, before we wrap things up, you've got grand plans for the remainder of your Ohio State career, and then obviously wherever that takes you afterwards. But what's your goal? What do you want to accomplish after you hang up the saber?
I have many interests going forward, but one thing I'm currently focusing on and then securing that in my career path specifically is working with nanotechnology and cancer. So my major has nothing to do with the work that I currently do right now, but it is a fun outlet for me to engage in sustainability, you know, one last plug. But after graduation, I hope to get MD and a PhD in material science engineering to work with nanomaterials and helping not cure cancer, but reduce the risk of cancer. Yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed. I have a project designed and I just submitted it, but fingers crossed, I hope I get to do what I want to do.
Wow, congratulations. That's really cool.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. Those are things that I could never think about in college. I was just trying to get through accounting.
Right. I need to look up like four of the words you just said. I don't even know.
Exactly right.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate Sean, Siobhan. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate the insight. And Siobhan, best of luck to everything you have coming your way in the future. It's all well deserved, and we're excited to see you flourish.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And just to real quick, Ben, before we wrap it up, I just want to thank Gene publicly for his support of, you know, the D&I space and the Buckeye Inclusion members and all of our subcommittees. People doing so much work in this space. And it's hard because once you do something, you can't not do it in the future. You just keep growing. So it just keeps adding. And the amount of people that are doing the work in this department is second to none. So Gene, thanks for your leadership in that space. Thanks to all the folks that are working on this. Well, thank you. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. That does it for another episode of the Gene Smith podcast presented by Encova Insurance. Thank you for joining us once again. We really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Until next time, we'd like to wish you all well. Hope you're staying healthy and safe. For Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I am Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.